Drama City Productions presents
Small Town Mentality Podcast with your hosts
Ben
and AJ. A podcast about small town way of life and the opinions that reflect that. A somewhat comedic show with random guests almost every week.
So come check out this podcast with two people who really don't know what they're doing and enjoy.
You gotta hear that explosion.
Oh, fuck!
Dude,
that
just stretched her ass like...
Oh, man.
Holy shit. Oh, man, that's big. Epic butt plug fell, huh?
The Jersey wash table.
Internally exploded. Is this... There's more?
It's just from the beginning. Yeah. That first part just gives you the juice. And this shows you what happened up until then.
30 pumps of the butt. Oh, so that thing's like an expander, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a balloon.
So there's like a fucking car splitter that does that. That's how you get into your car and shit. That's critical. Oh, man. That's expand.
Oh, no.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Prolapse sphincter.
Did that just blow up in her butt cheek?
Yeah.
That blew up in her butt cheek.
She blows out the... Okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about she blew out her asshole. Yeah, like,
man.
Just detach it because...
Fuck.
I don't think she liked
what
that.
What I thought you were talking about is where your sphincter detaches from your large intestine.
She is immediately regretting her life decision.
Turns inside out.
Oh, man.
Hoof. That is one dude. That is bigger than some of my butts.
At least she won't be constipated.
Not for a very long time. That's gonna go.
People are gonna walk by my window,
and she won't have to worry about partying.
Oh,
in public.
Did you close it off because we were baiting over here?
No, it was just like
it's probably 12-year-olds out there.
Yeah,
that one that raps, dude.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Fucking what other kids. What other e-fuck do we got today? Craziest porn scenes ever attempted. Awkward girls sucking at porn. No, those are demonic as shit. These awful pornographic gems were attempted with eroticism
as
a goal.
Simulator? What?
People somehow masturbated to
shit.
These clips like the fab.
Oh my god.
How much you want to bet she crazy shit
so,
in her life too?
Someone jerks off to a girl swinging at him. How could you be like jerking off at that point?
Dude, girl, what do you think I've been doing this whole time?
Oh, she got stabbed. Bitch got stabbed. What in the fuck?
She just go cross-eyed.
What the?
Cringiest porn scene, man. That is. Oh, just a perfect actor.
Actress.
Sorry, we don't want to confuse anything again. Do you got anything gay to watch so we can watch Ben cringe again?
No, I won't watch it.
He's refusing to watch anything homoerotic.
You'll tape your eyelids open. Chemotherapy.
Chemotherapy, no.
Scene two for cringe.
I have
porn
a feeling
movie.
Of a theme here. I see a midget.
You ever seen a bald girl pee before?
That girl literally looked like she came from
that's
Crybaby, the movie.
Shit. Hatchet Face.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh man.
Hatchet Face is peeing in the grass.
That's my favorite quote ever. Now, you ever seen a bald girl pee before?
Technically, she wasn't bald. I saw a landing strip, man. It was across her boobs, but. The puppet show.
She's pretty good.
Yeah, dude.
I don't even see her lips moving.
She's a damn good ventriloquist.
Oh, I can see some lips move. Dude, look at that. That's a dick on it, dude.
She's Dickelodeon, man. Dickelodeon.
Dickelodeon.
She's gonna get it with that puppet, man.
Dick, 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 dick.
Dickelodeon. Do you think she can do that on a dick?
I don't know, man.
With her mouth around a dick?
That's a fucking ventriloquist right there.
Right? Can't call yourself a true ventriloquist until you can do that.
We just figured out Blue's Clues. We just figured out Blue's Clues. We just figured out Blue's Clues. It's a ventriloquist with a
You must
dick.
Be this tall to her head.
Is this midget porn? Please be gay midget porn.
Oh.
Midget porn is yeah.
He's not a midget.
He's faking it.
He's short as shit.
I see feet.
69 and suck on my toes.
Oh shit, he's probably like five.
Dude, she's kind of creepy.
She's standing on a fucking stool.
Oh, I don't know, man. She looks pretty big.
Get up.
Well,
dude, stand on the table so she can suck your dick.
What the fuck? Lesbian clowns from space!
Of course.
I love the music. Jesus Christ.
This is like some awesome. It is
everything right off
shit.
The get-go. It's everything that you expect. Beautiful acting.
Oh.
Space
Yay.
Ride to Clitorious.
Let's go.
Brave Frontier.
No cocks make you come. Careful, you don't want to lick your makeup off. You're a space
feminist
clown.
Fight Club.
First rule of Feminist
well,
Fight
she's
Club.
Not eating.
Suck cocks.
A fucking stand-up comic fighting.
The real last comic standing.
At least they look pretty good for feminists.
Dyke Club.
First rule of Dyke Club. No, clitoris slipping, girls. Second rule of Fight Club. If you see a dick, rip off the dick. I don't know why this is a cringeworthy one. This is pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't mind this at all.
No, don't stop it.
Don't
I said
stop.
It was hot.
Don't stop the rock.
Yeah. I'm getting off to this
don't
shit.
Don't rock the boat, Joe.
Clunk, clunk. Fake ass hit, though.
Yeah.
I wanted a real one, man. Keep beating her ass. Beat up something beautiful.
I wonder if there's an MMA.
Was that pink? I'm pretty sure that was pink in there. There's a naked MMA?
I wonder if there's a naked MMA.
For chicks only.
Get in my belly!
Number 7.
I'm gonna gobble you.
That is cringeworthy. Not really.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like I've got this.
I like how
X-Files
there's like a piece
plane.
Of shit or something that was. Oh, that's interesting.
What in the actual fuck?
Dude, she's re-pregnant. Those are some weird beard boob movements, man. That's creepy. See,
40 in a pink, 40 in the stink.
Bang.
Oh.
I'm not sure if that's real or not, but that's cringeworthy.
Oh, man.
That looked like a 45 into the butt cheek. I don't know. That's some weird butt.
Oh.
Oh,
no, that's
fake.
Not real.
Fake. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Not as cringeworthy.
Yeah, no, 45 at close range.
Did she like it? That'd be creepy if they made her like it in that film. I'd be a little sick.
Good stuff. Okay.
And welcome to Small Town Mentality Podcast.
I was vanilla.
I'd like to welcome our guest to the show, Alex, also known as the Fuzzster, and our boy Dylan in the house. Did you say Stinky Joe? I have headphones.
Stinky Jack.
Is that what they called you? Oh,
yeah.
Galaxy long, long away. Do we got another chair over somewhere? Ben's gonna grab a chair. We got mics. No, oh hell no. This ain't no Utah beer. It was $2.99 at 12-pack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, big shout out to that.
You guys are recording already?
Oh, fuck yeah, we are.
Nice. Yeah.
We said 9:30.
9:30?
Or 6:30. We're Eastern Standard Time today.
My bad.
I don't care. I'm just giving you shit.
It'd be 8:30.
100%. We watching some E-Fucked? Twice. Do you guys want to watch some E-Fucked with us?
I was sure. Vanilla. I'm just kind of filling it in. You guys don't understand the trauma that I have just gone through in the last...
Do you want to watch that tampon-eating one again?
Wait,
God. Let's get a reaction off that one. Not really. I don't think I can handle it. I really don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, you looked about ready to puke anyways.
Yeah, that was harsh. I'm a little nauseous from it.
Get your phone turned off. Or on vibrate anyways.
We do...
We're live, right?
Oh, we are totally live. Okay. 100%.
Do we perchance have an extra headphone splitter?
I don't need headphones.
Nope.
No?
Your headphones are right there. Just make sure you're talking into the mics directly.
Always.
As best as possible. Is that too far away?
Oh, we don't need to worry about it. Just project.
Just project.
Yep.
I'm not sure where that one goes off. Yeah. It'll be all right.
So, yeah, it has been nothing but trauma here in the last 45 minutes. Actually,
see what,
15 minutes?
No, 15.
See what happens when we make you wait, or you make us wait. We watched E-Fucked. Are we going back to it? Or are you like negating that shit?
Eventually 20 minutes late to everything.
We watched this tampon one you guys will enjoy.
We found out that Ben doesn't like gay stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
But it's cool.
That's why he's always blocking me when I send him dick pics.
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
Well, after I come.
We are doing
you
it.
You gotta send it snail mail.
This is the time I wish I smoked right now.
I don't know what your guys' problem is. I liked it.
So I'm squeamish on this one. That's fair. I'm squeamish on here. Just the period queen.
I was driving like
yesterday.
Dale.
Aged.
It's aged, yeah. Everybody likes aged cheddar.
It's been sitting all night. Of course, it's disgusting.
Oh, man.
It's aging like a fine wine.
Hey, people still eat blood pudding, so...
Wet pudding?
Blood pudding.
Yeah, but that's like animal shit.
Coagulated pig's blood most of the time.
This is just more pure.
the purest form of...
This is fresh.
Blood pudding.
This is as close to cannibalism as you can get.
Without...
getting in trouble.
Taking a chunk, huh?
I don't know. It depends on the country.
She's right into it.
I mean,
I think cannibalism is okay as long as it's consensual.
There is that. I don't know if I...
Well, don't we all eat women out all the time? I mean, isn't that cannibalism in a form?
Yeah, but you're not taking
the sausage tacos. Definitely cannibalism.
Let's see.
I think I could trade you headphones if you want.
You've been fine the whole time. I've been hearing you.
You've been hearing me? Okay.
Yeah.
What about Jack? Can you hear Jack?
Yep.
He hasn't said anything, but yeah.
He said
a couple words.
Oh.
A lot of words.
I haven't paid attention.
I know it's coming up next.
It's
great. I cannot. Why
focus, AJ.
Okay. I'm with you on this one.
Dude, you gotta, hey, watch the screen, AJ. I need you to watch
this. The weird part is there's a lot of people out there that are just like, oh my God. And
just
that's
go up for a second,
Dad. Used to find.
Yep.
She's even showing.
I want to know how much she gets paid for this, though, to be honest.
Well, she doesn't have very nice stuff. So.
I would say by quality of camera, she's probably doing this on her own, hoping
can you
to strike
up
it big.
A little bit? Both guests.
Yeah.
Yep.
Three. Numero uno. There you go. Yeah.
This one?
Just one.
I don't think this is great economically because.
Oh, man.
It's your time
because
of the month.
You're only on your period once a month.
Right. So you're only working once a month.
Everybody likes. Hey,
how many videos can you make in 7 days?
Well,
well,
the world may never know.
Okay. You got 24 hours in a day.
But it's gotta be good.
What you do with?
Oh, when she. Which,
here's
when
the
it,
thing. Here's the thing, though.
I'm learning so much, but at a terrible cost.
There are 12 hours worth of video uploaded to Google servers every second.
Nice.
12 hours of video every second. That's
definitely
a lot
not,
of fucking
that's
data.
That's a lot of data.
Everybody likes their meat a little bloody, right?
Wait,
a little
it
rare.
Like uterine lining, not like blood. There's a difference.
I'm sure it tastes more like steak than you're giving it credit, though.
There's a
man, I can't do it. I'm a big boy about this.
Oh yeah, AJ, I forget you're vegetarian.
Oh man, that is definitely not the fish taco I'd eat again.
Again.
I like my meat a little bloody.
So you guys have never had red wings then?
Oh, I thought I
Am
did.
Am I the only one?
No, not the red wing. I mean, down below, yeah, I'm cool with that. Like, I'll wipe that shit off, call it good, take a shower.
But it's
not,
swimming in it.
Yeah, man, like.
getting yourself the Joker smile.
Oh,
you want to know how I got these scars?
That's exactly how I got them.
Vaginal blood.
So I feel real dirty right now?
That was pretty good. Oh, I feel real turned on right now.
Shower. Let's go shower, guys. All six of us.
All together.
One shower.
You think Ben will love that. Let's go. Let's go make Ben dirty by all of us showering.
Okay.
Watching that video made everybody in the room dirty.
Yeah.
I'm trying to recover, guys.
I've seen worse, to be honest.
I've done worse, to be honest.
Wait a sec.
If you guys want to be emotionally scarred, you should look up putrid sex object. I'm an atheist, and I went to church for a couple of weekends after watching that movie. So
let's go to church, my friends.
You made it through the whole movie.
I don't know. You made it through the whole movie. How is it? Is it a movie?
Is it? It's a porn clip. Don't pull it up, dude.
No.
Oh, we're doing it. Yeah, we are.
It's called Putrid Sex Object.
You brought it up, man.
Putrid Sex Object.
If you guys are going to watch this, I'm going to walk out of the room because it's pretty fucking terrible.
He goes, don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. But it's called Putrid Sex Object. Tells us what it's called.
Don't do it whatsoever. But once again, that's putrid. P-U-T-R-I-D.
Right. I'll be back.
Here's my thing. I didn't consider...
You got to drink a beer while every second that you're out of...
Wait a second.
I did not consider myself
I'm not down with snuff,
I was
and I feel like this is going towards snuff.
I'm thinking a little.
Death is hell of drugs. Fucking, let's do this, boys.
We got an IMDb. Just read up on it and find out what it's about.
Zombie.
A 2-minute-long underground shock video.
Well, I watched two girls. Look, it says 2 Girls, 1 Cover. There, I watched that like 10 times.
Mr. Hands, fuck. All right, death addict. It is.
Mr. Hands was some pretty crazy shit.
Oh man, I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I think this is gonna be the first time I vomit on the.
I think this computer just got
on the pod. Yeah, we definitely fucked this computer.
Oh, no.
It's got a virus.
She seems all right, though. She kind of seems like Lady Gaga mixed with a...
Oh, dear.
With a dead cow.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
Dead horse head.
Why did he bring it
up? Fuck horses. I'm cool with that so far. So far, this is pretty good to me. I see dead horses. I'm all right.
Wait a second. She's about to eat it, though. Now you're not.
I have a feeling
she's just making out with it.
Yeah, she's not eating it.
I have a feeling this is going a little further south here.
Yeah, look at that tongue. Of course she's going to use that tongue.
Whoa, she's jerking the tongue.
Of course she's going to use that tongue.
Never dude, I literally just watched a lady eat her own menstrual cycle.
I'm never
going
to be the same.
Her eating this tongue is
no.
I'm all
not
right
as bad.
No more tacos de lengua.
Man, he had me really scared.
No more carne asada, whatever it is.
He had me really scared about what we're going to watch, but I'm totally okay with this.
Yeah, this isn't too bad yet. I mean, it's probably going to get worse.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
sure.
It's getting worse, man.
Yeah, I told you she's going to use the tongue. Why wouldn't she use it?
Why wouldn't you?
There you go. Yeah. Stick it up there. You got
this. Did they pay her for this? Is this a passion project?
I'm hoping it's passion only.
Yeah.
You got it. You got to be able to ride a goat.
This looks like something she's been wanting to do for a while. Oh, yeah. Rub that blood all over you.
I've seen some crazy shit in real life, but this is bad.
This is
bad.
Fucking awkward.
I actually don't mind this.
This is definitely not something I'm telling my grandparents. Like, all right, listen.
Well,
to
now
this.
It's recorded, bud.
Yeah. Well, I know that.
Wait, she has a dick. She has a dick. Now she's eye fucking it, isn't she?
She's all right. Well, that was a twist.
What a twist! This is some M. Night Shyamalan shit,
yeah,
right
man.
Here.
You ever jacked off with blood?
No.
No.
I don't think it's good to lube because
it's very
out.
Yeah, very irony.
Yeah.
Well, that was a twist.
You got to find somebody with no clotting factor.
Does she actually like get off into the mouth? Oh no, that's
it. That was
it. That's
that
all
was
you
it.
Get. It wasn't bad.
All right, Dylan, you can come back now. Yeah. I'm not sure if he's listening in or anything.
He's probably vomiting or praying.
I feel less violated.
I didn't think that was that bad.
No.
Start being like the monks on Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Oh, yeah. Just trying to suppress it and turn it into a tumor. Shit.
That was different.
I'm a little shocked right now.
You might need an emotional debrief after that one.
Some PTSD going on here. Shit, and I'm already traumatized. Not to work.
It almost silenced me, man. I'm happy for that.
Can we give a second to that lady?
Well, anyways, now what do we talk about?
I'm at a loss for words. Dylan's not here to reinvigorate me, if you know what I mean.
Well, we had talked about doing a more of a geek-focused podcast. I mean, every geek is desperate.
To jack
not
off to a goat porn.
In
a whole
new
level.
Porn in general, but we went to an extreme there.
Which one do you think's worse?
Period blood.
I think the period blood gets a pass. It's in her already.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, it's like eating your own booger type shit.
So
we all did it.
So
none of us bleed for 7 days.
You're right.
So we don't know how weird it really is.
We're not just
observing.
Ah. Oh.
But the cow head.
That's fucking
I've eaten beef before, and I don't want to do that.
I want to do that again.
I think I just became Episcopore.
I think I just came.
Episcopore?
No,
strictly
just
fish.
Oh, pescatarian.
Piscopore. Same thing.
Yeah, tomato. That's goat head and a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Cabrito.
Tomato. Is that a different name for tomato? Cabrito.
No. Cabrito is basically it's like frog raw, but it's a goat. All you do is you.
We can barely hear you, so.
Oh. Anyways, I was hearing myself. You basically stuff a little goat full of food as much as it can fucking handle and then kill it, eat it, turn it into street tacos. That's cabrito.
Oh, shit.
It sounds delicious. It
sounds tender. Do you kill it by, like, making it implode? Like, its belly rupturing?
I would think that would take longer than, like, crushing its head.
I don't know, man. I just want to. Like, I'm fucking morbid right now. It's twisting my warped, fragile little mind.
Yeah, he just wants to fuck
typically
it.
Typically, you're...
I could just see someone, like, stuffing food down, like, a poor goat's face, and it's like, and just, like, foaming at the mouth as it's just getting stuck.
He's not taking it in the front
frog
door
raw,
anymore.
They stick the funnel in the duck's mouth and then just stick a bottle of wine in the end and just...
Yep.
Kill it with alcohol poisoning.
Jesus. What about the press, though, afterwards, when they take everything they cooked and they just shove it in that metal press and then smash it to get all the juice out?
Turn that into, like, that fucking pate and shit?
Yeah, that's what they eat it with after. It's like, you can't even buy those in the States, those presses.
Mm-hmm. They're that illegal?
Yeah.
What fucking PETA form factory function brought that upon?
Here's
I want to squish
thing.
It up,
tell you,
man.
Here's another thing.
We're clear now, man.
Most European countries have banned declawing your cat, but you can still do shit like frog raw.
About the twist,
right?
You know, some places in Japan you can.
Yeah, thanks for not spoiling
that.
I needed you guys to be as scarred as I am.
I'm not scarred. I'm honestly fine.
Someone needed some time.
I'm working on turning it into a tumor.
What were you saying about Japan?
We were on a topic of like. Semi-extreme foods in some places in like Japan and China, and that they will do sushi, but the fish will still be alive on the table.
Oh yeah,
we were talking about frog raw and cabrito.
I don't know what that is.
Cabrito is almost like veal.
Oh,
but with goat.
Oh,
goat veal.
So but you stuff your transvestite dick into it.
Wait a second. I don't remember that being part of the cooking.
Sorry, different
Damn,
topic.
I was reading the recipe wrong. Shit.
We watched the Period Queen. Now we need to watch the Bukkake King.
Did you guys know that a bukkake is basically a glorified baby shower?
Yeah.
Do you guys know I've done work for Geek Tyrant since you've got them up on the screen there?
What
is Geek Tyrant?
They've got a gaming center down in Utah, but they do a bunch of geek news shit.
That was the
I built out the network
for
their gaming
today,
center a couple years ago.
We've apparently gone to the extremes here.
So if I'm seeing this correctly, it says Guardian of the Galaxy Volume 3 is coming out?
Yeah, in 2020.
That's interesting. I didn't think they were going to do another one.
Is that in hindsight?
Of course they're. I mean.
Nice, Ben. Dude, why wouldn't you think that? Did you not stay through all seven end credits?
I fucking loved. I loved all of them, but I heard that Marvel was like kind of angry with them or some shit or didn't really have anything. Going.
I didn't watch my copy legally per se, so I didn't have end credits. And there was a couple times somebody stood up and walked out of the theater.
Mm. Nice, so, you know. Nice.
You know that shit's on Netflix, right?
Power Rangers.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it since it's been
on
Netflix.
What?
Oh, yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2, yeah. I mean, you said Power Rangers on Netflix?
I think it is.
Really?
I fucking hope so.
I don't know. That's one I haven't seen that I've been wanting to see.
It was okay.
Was it?
They tried way too hard to play on your nostalgia and did some weird shit that pulled you out.
There's a lot of movies doing that now, actually.
Yeah, but do they pull you out of the movie?
I don't know. I just remember hearing that people are doing the nostalgia thing, trying to throw you back in the 80s or whatever else.
Yeah.
And they take it too far.
Yeah.
It's like, we get it. You're in the 80s. Like, all you have to do is dress like that. You know, you don't have to do all the... People are trying too hard, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they're looking at it like, we're the ones making money now, so they're like, we need to pull those people that now have kids who also have jobs in to watch our shit.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And we...
Well, and they're losing all their actors, too.
Yeah.
And all their directors.
You know, I think they should just forget about the whole, like, sexual misconduct in Hollywood thing, because if you make a good movie, I don't give a fuck what you did in private.
But, I mean... Now, if you don't get a chance to make another movie after you get sent off or whatever, that's...
Red flagged for... You're entertaining me.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to stop watching movies after I find that out. Like, boycott their old movies. I mean, you didn't know about it then, and they're good movies, right?
Exactly.
Do you boycott movies?
No, I don't.
I don't think they should be allowed to make any more movies.
I forget to watch movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough for me, man. I think if you, like, served your fucking jail time because you peddled a little boy and you didn't come out unscathed or anything like that, or too fucked up. Maybe you came out more fucked up. Then you should be able to make movies again.
Yeah, true.
If you could do it.
Well,
I mean,
and then you'll make up
still a good movie and it doesn't ruin my vision of you, period.
Well, and think about it. You could just turn around and do it like the church does. You just move them around, you know. Oh, you're
not
fucked up
in Hollywood.
Let's move you to India, you know, Bollywood.
Just move them. Have the church move them.
Keep moving them around.
Yeah.
The Actors Guild's actually going to move you to Saudi Arabia. Why
movies
Saudi Arabia?
Aren't as good?
We're going to do an oil embargo on you, man.
You'll be fine.
I think a lot of these directors and actors would be safer if they were Catholic, because then they'd, you know, have a little help in the legal department.
Protection of the church.
Right. Have any Scientologists gone down for this?
Well, I mean, Mel Gibson kind of peaked a little bit in his crazy scale. He's kind of disappeared a little bit, but he's still making movies, I think.
Well,
producing them or directing them, yeah.
Jim Carrey went a little out there.
Jim Carrey went out there because he did way too much LSD on the set of fucking Eternal Sunrise or whatever.
I mean, if you were doing a movie like that, wouldn't you be doing a little too much LSD too?
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah,
actually, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah,
I love that movie. So,
a lot of LSD though. I'd be out there.
You know what, Bob? Chemistry is the wrong major for a guy like you.
You know, my big thing on it is. Like
your big
thing? you see your favorite actress or your favorite actor if you're like Ben and like gay scenes, which I'm.
That's
I'm
what
cool
I prefer.
With,
they don't
cringe me. So.
I like gay scenes.
But,
I prefer them.
But you see them, you know, and you see their knockers, their rod, their butt cheeks, or something, and then it packs you for their next like 10 movies. I think.
Yeah.
Like how many of you guys saw Halle Berry get smashed a monster ball?
Never
Swordfish,
watched it,
dude.
Swordfish
I did
inclined.
See.
My thing is, I was very young when I watched Monster Ball, but watching her basically get brutalized by Billy Bob Thornton, fucking changed the way I saw her naked in Swordfish. Is what I'm getting at. But you also see her in Swordfish, but then like you go and watch Catwoman just for the sheer effect that you're like, well, I get Halle Berry, and I guess I still have a vision of those tits.
You can
in her.
See her underboob. On the left side.
I think when you put that in that dynamic of I'm seeing this actor or actress who's done wrong or done something, it kind of taints you in the same way. You're like, well, I don't think they did that well of a role after their sex scandal popped or something like that, or their pedophilia ring was broken down. They don't seem like they're in the movie anymore.
I think you guys need to watch Chappelle's newest stint thing on Netflix.
Oh, that's a good one.
I've heard about it. I've heard he got into all that stuff.
If that kid would have just waited 6 more months, we would have known how House of Cards ended.
Yeah.
Just right out.
He waited 30 fucking years. He couldn't wait 6 months.
You need to get that money, man.
How would you like to know that?
It was the Hollywood sex scandal bubble.
Yeah,
and it had to pop at some point, and that was it.
But I think you've been seeing it kind of on both sides. Like, there's a couple people that kind of like the intention, the way they happen to them. And
publicity's publicity.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how they're being talked about at the right time. They're just being talked about.
Well, and as the old adage goes, no publicity is bad publicity.
Exactly.
Look at TMZ.
Except for when you don't get any publicity. I can't say it.
Publicity?
There you go.
Publicity?
Like our podcast.
we get plenty of bad publicity.
Yeah. Well,
and then a lot of hard publicity.
And we get more famous. And...
Yeah.
Or infamous.
Yeah.
Either or.
Hey, speaking of podcasts, we're going to take a quick break to give a shout out to our boys at American Slacker Podcast. Guys, we love you. So, listen up.
What up, Slackers? I'm Matt.
And I'm Jesse. We're the host of American Slacker, a weekly show that discusses the weirdest in world events.
We cover UFC, the latest in technology, Xbox games, entertainment, and music reviews.
We have conversations with musicians, actors, filmmakers, and other interesting guests.
Twist one up or crack one open with us every Monday to start your work week off right. That's it.
There you go.
Welcome back to Small Town Mentality.
I love how we lock eyes every time.
Podcast. That's the only way I let you know that we're actually recording.
Yeah. Just we have like, to lock eyes and then we go.
I thought it was a love
thing. It's a blink.
A blink and a wink.
If it wasn't for the "we're live now" earlier, I would have been like, "What?"
Oh, we had been going for quite some time before.
Yeah, you would have probably got onto that story you're telling me about that one time with your wife and Joe, and it was I heard it was hot. It was hot. Okay. So
that one. All right.
But I figured I'd stop and let you know that we were recording. So you know, it's never going to be in.
Is that the one I was at the hot tub?
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew it. I had to cut him off a little bit for that one.
And the three midgets? That same story?
Were there three midgets there?
Oh, damn. Different party.
I may have suppressed that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's just a hell of a thing. Yeah, I've slept since then, so I don't remember all the finite detail.
When you're as tall as us, everyone else is the midget, man.
Uh-huh.
Or we're all the midgets.
But you're all like a foot taller than me, so...
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, AJ.
What happened to your
titty? Fighting again.
Huh? What happened to your titty hat?
I couldn't find it when I was leaving today.
What does that one say?
This is Deku, and it's the name of one of the characters from the anime I'm watching.
Oh.
Yeah.
The anime porn you were watching?
No.
Oh.
Born to be cool. I like that sticker. Born to be cool.
Which one?
It's all studded to make it look harder than shit.
Yeah. Anime. Oh, My Hero Academia?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That one's a crazy one.
Yeah.
My Hero Academia. That's
good.
I kind of caught bits and pieces of that. What is that? Hard Man or whatever it is? Ultimate Man?
Hard Man is me. I don't know. I mean, you might have...
Yeah, that would be your... what are they?
All Might. All Might.
Yeah.
And they have quirks. Quirks, I see.
Yeah,
I know a little bit about that shit. I don't watch anime very often, but...
Oh, and religiously, every week. Dragon Ball Super. I watch that every week.
I remember watching...
So disappointed, but that's a topic for another day.
Oh, no, it's not.
Go on for hours about that.
Let's do it. Prove it.
So I'm pissed off that there's been no credible threats in the Dragon Ball Super universe. Goku steps up, gets his ass handed to him for like 10 minutes, and then shakes it off and gains a new power level, transformation, whatever else, and becomes even more of a fucking Mary Sue.
That's what the people want, man.
The people are fucking dumb. So
well, and it's kind of turned from when we were watching it growing up. It's turned more so to a kids show than it was. I mean, Dragon Ball. You've got Goku beating Bulma's pussy up.
But that was hot.
You come to Super now, and like they're just little vague understuff, if that.
There's not even any good fights in it. It's just flashes and a bunch of the Japanese. Yeah, 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 yeah. Every 10 seconds. I hate Super. Episode 23 is the one that came out last night.
Watching the dub.
No, I'm not.
No? Oh, 123. Okay.
What, does it make a difference to be dubbed or not dubbed?
Did you hear about Sean Schimmel and Chris Sabat?
No.
Chris Sabat challenged Sean Schimmel, the voice for Goku, to Dragon Fighter Z. It's next Thursday. Not this coming one, but the 25th. They're going to duke it out on Twitch.
Sweet. That'll be cool.
Like on the Xenoverse 2? Or
no, on the game
Dragon Fighter
out in a couple
Z, the
weeks.
One that's fixing to come out.
Scroll back up, Joe.
Dragon Fighter Z?
Type in DB Fighters, and instead of an S for Fighters, put a Z.
So the Xenoverse, the first one, you ran around and basically fought different characters from the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like a world roamer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one came out just this year, right?
Xenoverse came out in 2016.
The second one?
Yes. Xenoverse 2.
Okay, came out in 2016.
It was like the end of the year, right?
Yeah, it was like November.
Yeah, it was like the holiday push.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're coming out with
Dragon Fighter Z.
Dragon Fighter Z. You wanna
Dragon Fighters.
Dragon Ball Fighters.
Find one of the videos of it.
Yeah, just go up to the top, Joe. You'll get better at this.
One of these days, we'll figure it out.
In terms of what they've done,
I was pretty disappointed because right there they've got the open beta open this weekend, right?
Yeah.
I download it and I sat in the lobby for like 20 minutes and nothing happened.
Nobody wanted it.
I decided I was going to come up here and my boss calls me. He's like, I need you to look at this shit for work.
You want to create a stunning website? In terms of what it's come from just for the graphics display of it, from Budokai, Tenkaichi, and all that, to what it, I mean, it almost looks like you're watching the anime.
Yeah. It's side-scroller. Or not scroller, but 2D. So.
Yeah.
That's
the fucking lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby.
So you're a giant lobby, and then you just go and fight world.
So did any of you guys play the Marvel versus Capcom games?
Yes.
2D fighters, you pick like three characters and just duke it out.
Dude, I'm so lost right now, you don't even know. I don't know what's going on at all.
Seriously.
But that's what it is.
Marvel versus Capcom 3, I will mess your shit up with fucking Dante, Deadpool, and X-23.
I will push your shit in with Trish. Just Trish.
He only needs one. He only needs one. Well, he's going to push it in deeper, harder, faster with one.
I can understand with Trish.
Is that like your sex life?
No.
You can do it just one?
No.
One push. One push and she's done.
That's all. No, I told you guys. It's an odd number, so one was kind of close, but you're too short.
Dylan, every time you come
three
on
strokes.
Here...
Three strokes.
Every time we ask you on here, we just want to get you laid.
I know. So this is like one of the opening scenes, and here's the fight. Yeah.
So you play as two of them.
So you pick three characters.
They went back to an arcade style.
Yeah, it's a fighter. They want to make it the next big
Street Fighter.
Yeah. And it's by the same company, so. No, it's not Namco Bandai.
I played Street Fighter. I don't know what's going on here.
You haven't watched, so just.
That looks kind of cool. Just zip it. Shut up, man.
Super Saiyan.
I can't.
Ridiculous amount of cutscene going on.
Yeah.
Also, this is an audio medium, so if I shut it, then there would be no content.
You know what? You're right. So silently talk every once in a while.
Just hum. Just hum.
This is...
So you remember Hyper Dimension? The one we played on your computer all the fucking time?
Yeah.
This is supposed to be the sequel.
Really?
Yeah.
That was an emulator.
Well, it was a Super Nintendo game. But, you know, now they've got a lot more to work with. So they've got...
Bring a god into the mix. That's fun.
Two of them.
Right? Dude, I really need to get caught up in this, basically,
one
long story
sits,
short.
Yeah, I'll give you my password. You can watch it. In the hierarchy, if you will.
Well,
than Beerus does.
It's a multiverse.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
All right.
Like, is it a hierarchy, or is it just like, he's just better because he's from... And we're a badass universe.
No, because he's from the same universe. It's just he's an angel, where Whis is Beerus is a god.
Beerus
but angels
trains
outrank
under Whis.
Yeah.
Now that's way over my head.
It's fucking dumb.
I have no idea.
Is that all the Xenoverse? Or not?
Yeah, the movies have been way better than Super's been.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Gotta check them out,
I guess. Pissed how they did the first, 30-something episodes of Super is basically a replay
the first
of
the
fucking movie. No, both movies. They did replays of both movies.
I thought the second 30 was the second movie, but
they made them so super cheap on
forever.
Xbox.
What?
The movies
were super cheap
on
Xbox.
$7.99 right now. For
really?
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Honestly, the only movie that I have on the Xbox store is Blazing Saddles, and it's because I've owned six disc copies
but I always end up fucking losing them. And that, like, that is my favorite movie of all time, and I have to have it now.
I've just got a media server that I fucking rip and convert and put everything on, so.
I'm not. Unfortunately, my computer took a shit about 6 months ago.
You could do it from your cell phone.
Yeah, I got a movie app on my cell phone. I sometimes if I'm waiting to load or whatever, I'll just watch a movie. Yeah.
I don't even really use my phone for texting. It's my MP3 player. Spotify.
Mm-hmm. It should be your podcast player.
It should be. It should be.
Second
or third or fourth or however many people said it before I got to it.
Seven, sure. Jack. The count was seven.
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 Seventh.
Yeah.
So you guys have seen the podcast or the Tide Pod challenges, right?
Yeah.
No, Tide Pod.
It's been blowing me the fuck away because this seemed relatively new to me. This it's a 2018 kind of wave, right? My nephew was the only child, or the only my brother was the only parent who called Poison Control on January 1st, 2018. The reason why he called the Poison Control was because my 4-year-old nephew had eaten a Tide Pod.
Mm.
And then, a week later, all these fucking kids are doing it. So, one...
Trendsetter.
Exactly. My 4-year-old nephew is a trendsetter. He's the next fucking Justin Bieber. Just eating those Tide Pods.
Dude, he's just following our example. It's just now there's the fucking internet everywhere, so everybody has access to everything.
I was reading before the new year that this was a bigger problem for adults than kids.
Here's
more
my
adults
thing.
Were going to the hospital after eating them than kids were.
I mean, they don't taste bad.
I remember doing stupid shit as a kid. I mean, I've escaped from car wrecks I probably shouldn't have or shit like that. But, I mean, really... I remember getting my mouth washed out with soap for cussing.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
To honestly, deliberately put something like that in my mouth, just it.
That's
PTSD.
I think that's because parents stopped doing that. Like, we were conditioned, soap doesn't taste great. You know, we got it all the time. And now the kids are like, I wonder what this tastes like.
Right?
And the parents are like, we already know. Yeah.
Not at home. How many times I've been hanging? Because I have a fucking mouth that just kind of, releases terrible things out of it all the fucking time, right? And I don't know how many times, I don't care who I'm, if it's my nephews, my niece, I get, or anyone's kids are like, this kid's a fucking recorder, dude. And they, of course, don't say fucking, but.
Oh, mind you. I remember trying.
I think you're the only one that's okay with me just spouting something out randomly because both of you guys are like, well, fuck it.
We were getting in the car the other day and I told my son, get in your car seat. And he goes, you get in the car seat, futstick. I was like, where did you hear that? I mean, I get, fucker or, something that you'd say normally, fuck. But fuckstick, that was purposely put into his head.
He's learning.
That was episode five.
You guys
or six,
aren't
I
waiting
think.
Until they fall That's asleep something... before you start knocking boots, do you?
Yeah.
Hop on my fuckstick, Ben. Uh-huh. Lord, today. We'll peg the shit out of
hop
you.
Hop on my fuckstick, Ben. That's exactly, yeah.
That's going to be the name of this.
Fuckstick?
Fuckstick? Yeah.
Or hop on my fuckstick, Ben, I think.
I like it. The whole thing in quotations, underlined and italicized.
Don't forget to cat B that shit. Or control B, excuse me.
Take a second to write that one down.
Well, you guys can keep talking. You
know,
I'm done writing.
I'm watching
you.
You
can't talk while you write. Exactly.
I'm at a lost word for
Wait,
it.
We've got Joe now. He should technically... We should just point at him to write stuff down when we up with a name.
Yeah. You have a computer in front of you. Pull up Notepad and type that shit in.
He's got a notepad and a pen in front of him.
Yeah.
We're that archaic.
I forget. You guys are in Evanston.
Dude.
Yeah.
We have, four cases over
there
now?
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
Of this Reds. It gets me kind of buzzed up. I like it.
Yeah, I like it too, man.
$2.99.
It's twice as strong as the Utah beer, so I'm feeling
kind
of buzz now.
Kind of.
And where my birthday was a couple days ago, I'm old as fuck.
Oh, yeah, I'm
I can't
supposed
drink
to give
anymore.
You, I'm supposed birthday. To give you your spankings.
What are you now, 36?
Yeah, no, 30.
I was going to say, he's older than me, but not
whatever,
much
I haven't seen you fuckers since the 70s, so.
I turned
that was loud.
It was very loud on the mic, too. I turned 30 this year. It's not going to be great.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
All three of us
turned 30 last year.
Oh, you turned 30 3 months ago. Shut up.
Still last year counts.
I love that everything on Facebook says 1 year ago. And you're like, no, that was like a month ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, man. Come on. Yeah, and it's getting more prominent because like you post something and like 5 days later it's like, hey, you remember this post from last year? No, man. When did I fucking post that? Oh, 5 days ago? What the fuck?
I understand it's a new year, but come the fuck on.
Right?
I just hate when I get in my memories and I see conversations that are missing parts. And then I'm like, wait a second. Does that mean they blocked me? That motherfucker blocked
me. Oh, yeah. That's good.
It took me 6 years to get blocked by him. I'm not even sure what they said now.
I feel like it's an empowering moment when you can get blocked. It's a simple fucking click when you're pissed off at someone like, fuck that bitch, or, you know, that guy never called me back after pegging me.
Fuck that bitch.
And you can block them, you know, that's like the one empowerment, but you forget about it. When you find out that you've been blocked, I think it's like, that's like extra troll cool points.
I got in your fucking head.
I got into his head so fucking bad.
I got under his skin.
With my religious undertones. And my deep pedophilia laughs.
And your deep penetration.
And my deep penetration that he just had to
block me. I think you mean double penetration, right?
The double deep
penetration.
It's even
better when they block you from like all social media. Like you're friends with them on like Twitter, Instagram, Cupid.
Even just straight text message where they like don't even respond to you anymore. Yeah.
Did you ever download Bumble, by the way?
I have not yet.
Oh,
fuck.
Man. You're missing Bumble? Out.
I am. I kind of forgot about it. Cause...
Thanks for reminding me, Ben.
Let's do it. Are we doing it together?
What is Bumble?
It's like Tinder, but better.
Do you have Bumble already? You already have it, huh?
Oh.
Apparently, there's nobody up here.
Oh, that's not what Kyle
that's
said.
Not true. Yeah, we had someone on there.
I wonder if they've all blocked me.
I think they may have
already been blocked by all of Bumble.
Heard about us. On Bumble. Maybe we're that fucking popular that they heard that we were on Bumble and shit, we're the only one. Took it off.
Well, I'm
getting on Bumble.
I'm assuming there's not that many people on Bumble here. So when they heard it, they're like,
I would assume it's like the porn pop up ads, like, oh, singles in your area. Want to meet you.
This bitch is only 50 miles away.
Dude, I'll drive 50 miles away.
Hot Asian women in Evanston, Wyoming. Yeah, apparently you haven't seen our census demographic.
Actually, it's been kind of blowing up, and it's cool because...
I'm never home, man. I work out of town, and I'm gone for very long amounts of time. So
when you go up to Green River and Rock Springs, there is a huge influx of Asian culture there.
I was in Casper.
Well, yeah, they had the internment camp outside of Rock Springs in World War II.
Was it outside of Rock Springs?
It was outside of Rock
Springs. Which one was that?
Because
the one I always think of is right outside of Dubois and Cody, I believe, if I'm in the right area. But it's the Heart Mountain internment camp.
Oh, I'm going to find this.
But the really cool thing about...
Heart Mountain
was right outside of Rock Springs.
I've got their website pulled up on my phone.
Oh, they have a website.
They have a website. It's almost like the Joss Space. House. I mean, in terms of it, the reason why there's a bunch of tunnels under most of downtown is because of the fact that they would not allow the Asian folk to cross the train tracks. So in order to get a lot of their shopping and stuff done, they had to go in the tunnels, and they would have to buy from the storekeepers underground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's tons of tunnels underneath Evanston, and I've always wanted to go in them, but they've blocked off all the entrances now.
Yeah, a lot of them are blocked off.
You got in trouble for going into one in high school.
Yeah,
I thought that was funny that they had a website.
How did you get into those? Trouble?
There's one on the, under the BFW, Michaels. I mean, like the majority of downtown is connected.
Yeah.
With these tunnels, most of historic Main Street.
I went into one and
are they just when you say they're blocked off, is it like
so they just bricked them up?
Yeah, yeah. They bricked them up.
Okay.
You can tell because it's newer brick around like the foundation of the building versus where they were like, oh, people can't go in here anymore.
Yeah.
How'd you guys get into them if they were?
Well, Michaels was like open for a long time ago.
Okay. Yeah. Michaels,
like
where someone Michaels
had knocked it down.
Yeah.
There was one in the old high school before they tore it down and put a park there. Yeah. And that's the one I went into because it wasn't blocked.
There was a tunnel. Yeah. That tunnel actually was just for the school. It only goes a couple.
Well,
it was on a football field or something like that.
Because even some, the state hospital tied into it.
The, The state hospital ties in, but I don't think the school tied into it.
The old high school?
Yeah,
the old high school.
I don't think the old.
My father used to work in that. Like, that was his summer office. Like, because he had an office up at the Davis schools, the middle schools. And then he had an office in the summer at the old high school. And I remember being everywhere in that place. Yeah. I don't remember an actual tunnel that went farther than the building premises.
Huh. I just remember jumping in there once, but I didn't have a flashlight or anything, so I didn't go walking around, but I jumped in there. And it had one of those old school, so we walked in, there's a green room, and sitting on a chair was one of those old school ghost detector things, you know, with the two prongs, and if they cross, there's a spirit over there. I seen one of those.
Rod.
Yeah, sitting right on a chair, and then I just hopped down.
A dowsing rod's for water, not for ghosts.
They use them for ghosts,
yeah,
too.
Dude.
Now
that's... You know H2O and ghost are the same fucking
it's ectoplasm.
I mean, we're 70% water.
Gatorade. There's a ghost in here. It's ectoplasm.
Gatorade.
H2O.
Gatorade. I jizz on your face with my ectoplasm. Did it download. I want my Bumble in my life. Open.
All right, let's see what AJ gets.
Let's see what I got to fucking probably sign up.
Yeah, you got to make a
take a dick pic.
We want your credit card information. We won't charge you, but
they
will.
We
have fake credit cards.
should I continue with Facebook? Is that
Walmart card?
We won't charge you, but we'll charge you for the hookers.
I wish I could attach my Facebook pages, one of my Facebook pages.
Back pages?
Instead of putting my original Facebook page, my account.
Your comedian account?
I would rather have my comedian account up there. Like,
I would just start a personal page for your comedian account. And...
I don't know. And start using that for my jack-off factory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
People are like, it'll start auto-sharing everything you do on there, and it'll be like, man, this comedian AJ Lamb is just totally into some dirty shit.
Yeah.
Why is he watching a lady lick her own vagina blood?
Because it was great.
There is nothing else to do on a Sunday evening
in Evanston.
Because my damn Dallas Cowboys lost and never went to the playoffs.
It's true.
That's why I watch ladies licking placenta.
I watched the game today.
Plasma.
Poor Steelers.
Poor Steelers. Yeah. Man,
that's my wife's team.
But she's not happy.
My brother-in-law's team's the Jags, so he's happy.
Bumble is where you build your hive. That's sweet.
That sounds good.
We believe everything in life begins with a connection. That's why Bumble is the easiest and safest way to create new ones.
Ooh.
Bumble is built on kindness, empowerment, and respect. Like how I looked at it. I was like, yeah,
that's
respect.
The key thing. I'm glad you brought that to my attention.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
We induce...
That means I'm going to put my dick in you.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Put a little piece in me. Check out my beehole. I'm going to put it in you. We introduce you to the amazing people. It's the ultimate social network for people who haven't met yet. Be kind, confident.
And rewind.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. I was going to say be kind and rewind.
So, who do you want to find first? You'll only be shown people looking for the same thing as you are. Dating, new friends, or networking.
DTF, bro.
Can I get the dates?
Casual, sexual, and casual.
Can I choose all three? Like... Can I date someone that wants to be my new friend and into networking?
I feel like you should be able to pick all three.
Do you think anybody that gets on there is actually into networking?
Like, let's get bumbly.
Let me match with some
people. Are you interested in everyone, men or men? That's fucked up, Bumble.
Out business cards.
Am I going woman? I've just been using Tinder. I'm going woman. It's not helping.
I don't want to show up a bunch of men on this.
I have a product. I see you have a distribution center. Let's network. And
what's
also
your
fuck. Let's fuck
my
too.
Cock.
In our hive, ladies make the first move.
In most hives, it's exactly the opposite.
Gone are the day of the dead-end matches, the unwanted messages. On Bumble, the ladies have 24 hours to make the first move, or the match will expire. We find anyone? Upgrade for extras. You can pay me $9.99 for those nip slips. Upgrade for extras, but don't worry, Bumble is still free.
Oh, man.
No.
It doesn't sound very free.
That
doesn't
sound
free. For anything.
Yeah.
Hey, this is 100% free, but pay us.
Called it.
All right. Now, there's one here.
Is that the one? Is it the one?
It's still the one.
It's 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 AJ's one.
I want to know my one.
I mean, she's cute as hell.
And
so.
Ooh,
I like her tattoo.
Right. Did you swipe?
Is there like a...
How do I swipe? Which way? I don't want to swipe one way or another.
We only use names for people that are here and present and can consent.
Show him how to match with her.
All right. Ready?
How do I match with her?
Oh.
Do I, are you going left or should I go right? You
swipe right. Oh, look at that. There's another one.
You better match with them all.
Match with them all, AJ. She's got
that you just you just swiping for me, aren't you? Like,
AJ's matching with everyone.
Wait, now he's swiping the wrong way. We said everybody.
I don't know who that is. But
I don't think she's real. I don't think she's real. Oh, she's real, but she wasn't. She is. She is not. She's not. So where are we going? Actually swiping someone? Just shake to backtrack. Oh, I accidentally swiped her. I'm shaking you. Jesus Christ. How do I do this? How do I do this?
For people not here, he's shaking it like a like one of those things.
Like how do you do it? Oh, I fucked up. I got it. It worked. I got three backtracks left.
He that shook it like
three
a...
strikes.
It's three like strokes in a row. You only get so many skips.
He's, yeah.
Hooey.
You got to wait 24
we backtracking?
More hours.
We're backtracking.
Unless you pay
fuck
for
it.
Premium.
Which I do.
Yeah.
Religiously for a long
are
time.
Are we kept keeping her?
I can pick my music. I don't have to listen to the radio if I want a radio.
Your Eiffel Tower with me.
Pandora started that too.
Dylan's gonna smash this puppet. Oh, there's a hot one.
I spent too much time listening to podcasts though.
Swiped the wrong way.
Listen to a lot of radio in my truck.
Maybe. Hard low. Hard Jess.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that girl.
Dog tags, man.
That's enough. No.
Dog tags. That's all you need to entice.
We'll go with her too.
Let's get back into this thing. Oh, really? You've swiped?
I haven't yet.
I think you should.
No, I'm not doing that. That's going to create a whole new level of fuckitude in my life.
A whole new world.
A whole headache. And they dude, so I went
shine,
to a fucking...
shimmering, splendid...
I went to a concert in Fort Bridger, and it was really kind of cool. It was in their bowling alley slash bar, because it's a small town. But Ginger the Gents and American Hitman played down there.
Ooh.
And I got my ego stroked harder than Ben has ever done it in my life, which fucking felt great, because it's been a while.
Yeah.
Calling you out, Ben.
That's okay. Oh,
American
Hitman. Oh, look, I changed my age settings. You've got the same person.
Oh, so you had to drop it down to the 18, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't know her.
Can you go?
There were only two of them.
Why aren't there any good-looking 90-year-olds out there? Oh, because I can't figure out this fucking technology.
No, it's because they're all on Gummer.
Oh, they are. Dude, I know that we created that. We're trying to get it out there, but it's for the older, man. And we're only pushing 30. We'll get there
one day.
One day.
We got to get
add you guys together, and you make it.
Yeah,
so.
True.
I got called out kind of in a sense on stage. I was sitting off to the stage left, and the main singer, Tim, goes, "You guys all having a great night over there," and looks over at me. And later on, I found out he was just stunned by my beard. It looks cool. Like, I'm whatever. But he was fucking blown away by it. And all he could come
he wants
up with.
He to get blown by it, too.
AJ's having a good time because AJ's a fucking badass. I mean, come on, that beard. Says it all. You're a fucking badass, AJ. And he says this on stage, and I was just like, oh, shucks, man. Like, Jesus Christ, you didn't have to do that for me. there's a room full of 100 people, and, like, you are literally, like, stroking my ego harder than anyone ever. But, yeah. Long nice. Story short.
Surprised you guys don't go through the Craigslist casual encounters on here.
Yeah. We haven't
Thanks
tried
for
that
the
yet.
Idea, Jack.
I don't think there's anything here, though.
There's a
they
Craigslist.
They lump Wyoming in all together.
Do they?
Yeah.
They don't separate it.
There's
Craigslist
nothing here.
Craigslist.
But on the individual ads, you can see different towns.
God damn, isn't it the time of the year, though? I'm looking over. Oh. Joe's all stuffed up. I know that. Ben looks like he's kind of... I'm stuffed up.
I've got a sinus infection.
I'm good, man.
I'm on the recovering end.
Which way do I not accept this?
To the left.
To the left, to the left.
Oh, man, you're an evil fucker. I was testing
you. Personals there in the middle.
To the left, dude.
If you don't accept
casual
it.
Casual encounters.
That's to the left, hombre.
So I don't want to write.
L for left. AJ, L for left.
Yeah, but I can't read either.
L.
Yeah.
Hey, look, DP, 18, Cheyenne only.
What is that, deep penetration?
You guys up for some trip to Cheyenne?
Let's go to Cheyenne for a DP.
I'm probably going back to Colorado on Sunday.
Is that pictures. Double penetration or deep penetration?
Probably both. Oh, damn.
She's only I found two. You. Holy shit, it's a dick again. She has a dick again, man.
She does fuck. Have a dick again?
Again.
She got rid of it.
Dude, we've been trifled twice now.
You're welcome.
Trifling.
That was a surprise twist, though. We weren't ready for that.
All right, you got to. What are you doing with
Dude,
the Bumble?
You right? got me hooked onto Bumble. I'm just swiping.
I'm swiping everywhere.
This girl is from where's Paradise Valley?
I wet my panties.
Well, I'm in. Here it is.
I'll go that way.
She's not bloody this time.
Is that worse than a
Oh, my hair? Christ. There's blood in it again. I can't handle it.
5-4. It seems to be a trend.
Oh, it's Lyman, man. It's in Lyman.
We're going to swipe for AJ since he's not paying.
You swipe me. You're an evil man. I'm going to get all these wrecked.
Hey, I got your best intentions at heart, bro.
We didn't even read what she had to the say. Left, like,
yeah,
times.
Dude. Let's read what she had to say. That's why.
Have you?
That's why I.
It's not okay. about the video yeah. or the pictures.
That's why I look at Playboy for the articles.
And the gaping vagina.
Santa's.
I don't know. I'm iffy on this one. What do you think?
Santa left his little helper.
That's a hard yes.
Horner, right. Horny.
I don't know.
And went back.
She probably has cross eyes because that's why she has the sunglasses. But we're all caught up.
Yep. I just want.
Oh man. Okay.
This has been a mess for like the last 20 minutes.
She just wants to stop.
Okay with
and that is it. She's only 40.
She's married.
Yeah, but she
that's
said
okay.
her. Husband left her horny.
Yeah, I just went laid and you leave.
That's it. Just a dick for the night.
If the husband's okay with it, I'm good.
This is for today only.
Cuckolding.
And this is posted 19 ago. Expired.
It's expired.
Fuck.
Dab.
Oh, man.
The...
Good job, Jack. Good job.
37.
Glory hole. Glory hole. Glory hole.
Glory hole, Cody.
Cody. Of course, there's a glory hole in Cody.
Oh, it doesn't have a picture.
I think Sonny told us about that one time, dude.
The glory hole in Cody?
In Cody, yeah.
I believe. You know what? I think you're right. Go back to that one. Let's have Ben read that one.
Hey, guys. Yes. Just looking around to see who would like to come over and get sucked off. I'm married, great shape, and DDF. I thought it was DTF.
Well,
you wrote it, man.
It was on a phone. Fingers were too fat.
Figured this setup would work best so as to not get myself in trouble. Please reply back with your stats. A picture of yourself. Cock is great. I might even let you fuck me. Ooh.
Winky face.
Through the glory hole, though? Because I don't want anything to do with it unless I'm fucking through the glory hole.
Yeah. Back up to this. Beep. Beep beep.
What if you had that like
traveling prostitute?
This is the best kind of prostitute.
Are those the same lady?
No, it's the same outfit.
Is that the glory hole?
No, her name's Lexi. The last one didn't have a name. Come on, yes.
Why would she tell us her name? I didn't want to know that. This is casual encounters, not get to know each other.
She's looking for cowboys and roughnecks. Okay. Not rough sex, rough necks. That's oil field term if you didn't know.
I saw Wyoming hospitality and my tester. Brain went Wyoming State Hospital.
That's what she wants too.
I wish you could get more of a picture. I don't believe that's a full blown.
She could have a mustache or something.
I'm pretty sure she has a mustache.
She's got a man face at all.
I'm actually enjoying
the glory hole.
Guys, it's all the same when you turn the lights out.
I didn't see anything for Evanston.
No, seeing these are close, but not close once you get past the bottom.
But when you feel the fuzz on your man ball, you'll tell me it feels a little different. Because mine's conditioned.
Phrasing, sir. Phrasing.
Paraphrase. Selling her panties, but she doesn't know.
Wait, so is your wife going to come murder us?
I feel like this is wrong.
What was that?
Is Joe's wife going to come murder us for doing this?
I hope so.
She listens to the pod, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, she tries to.
Shout out, Paula. We love you. Don't hate Joe for what we make him do on the podcast.
every time we sit down, we're like, hey, man, YouTube this. He's like, I'm not going to.
Man, it's so gross.
Guys, this is my personal computer, and you're fucking my day up.
We could knock it down to Dylan's area, because it's a lot more populated.
Oh, yeah.
Try it.
And most of these places are like a 6-hour drive.
Dude, I've been trying to
put it. This is a 45-minute drive.
I've been trying to put it in Dylan's area for a long time.
And he hasn't let you. Not You're doing something
no,
wrong.
It's not
Did
that
you
I
not
won't let him.
Buy him roses?
It's not that I won't let him. It's that he's never willing. He claims
he
and
brings,
says,
he teases
and, he jests.
And then backs out.
Exactly.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's who I am. I'm a
you
cock tease.
Should have seen him squirming earlier.
OGD.
Are you tying up?
Ian. Yeah. There you
Ogden.
Go.
We're gonna Ogden it up.
I need a big cock. Well,
look at that, Leighton. First one, January 14th.
Hey, that's
gentlemen,
today.
That's today.
What's a pick?
Oh.
Sorry, guys. I gotta go.
She is ready
no
for
age.
It,
scroll down. Is there any words?
Kirby. All it said was Kirby.
I like how you backed off that one real quick. I'm actually commenting that those are the same bed sheets I actually have.
It's a nice bed set.
That's because she was in your bed when she took these pictures.
Thinking that's exactly where she got them.
With her?
She's the right height.
We're going the jacuzzi.
Do you have those candles?
Facebook.
Fuck
is that it's your roommate?
Is that my TV?
No black men or couples.
Shark Week. We gotta do Shark Week. We've already been there already. Once. Please show me another one. Is this
no
a lady?
Meetings. Let's meet up and have some much deserved fun.
I'm from out of state and I know you will love my accent. That one's a bot.
I'm sold though.
That's some Indian motherfucker posting shit.
I'm super sweet and lovey dovey.
Do you want to come fuck me?
Don't want any cuddles.
Oh wait!
See, but it's gonna be the same
guy. Go to Clearfield. That's like 10 minutes away from.
Instead
me.
Of trying to talk to you all sweet like, he's gonna be like, "Thank you for calling."
All you
need
is
a picture.
Thank you for calling Microsoft.
Down, yeah. Damn it! Wrong call center.
She's wearing Spanx.
That's all we dreamed of and more. I just see a
26.
It looks like someone cropped the
She'll
photo.
Think we're old and distinguished.
Ooh, I get it. It's black spandex and a black shirt, but she's a chocolate goddess. She's a Hershey bar.
Chocolate.
I love it. I'm intrigued. Let's call today.
She needs a big cock.
Keep looking, lady. You won't find it here.
Pussy ass. Eat my pussy ass. Tonight, eat my pussy.
Oh, yeah, face pick.
She's cross-eyed.
She's got a man
I'm down.
Nose.
Dude, when a girl's sucking so hard that she goes cross-eyed, I win.
She's got one eye fixed. They're looking for warmth.
It is instant. It's sudden, man.
See, but if she's cross-eyed and is sucking so hard, her eyes go straight.
Oh, dude, I don't know what I do, man.
The Salt Lake City is blowing up.
The only reason she's sucking so hard is she's on the other end of the penis pump.
Or the bomb.
Or the cock pump.
Eat me out. ISO of a bomb pussy. In search of a bomb pussy eater. Is that like a credential that you can have?
That is
bomb
that
pussy?
No.
That actually, I have
on
it on my
resume.
Exactly, dude. I put that on my GoDaddy account.
Bomb pussy
eater. My monster job search. I'm a bomb. Like, dude, you know how many jobs I've gotten because of it?
They should have a monster job search for
Wait,
sex.
Did you just say Obama pussy eater?
Sure.
Dude, I
think you've met this chick.
I think I have too.
I'm pretty sure I worked with that girl.
25.
I don't believe it.
I don't.
She doesn't look a day over 21.
She doesn't look a day over 15.
Those pictures were different, man.
Dude. There we are.
Shit. Let's see it.
Evanston.
Wants fun, no drama.
Is that like Mom Club?
Ooh, your ads. But those are some great no bra club. I'm down with it.
Yeah, buddy.
Bras are bad for women anyway.
Looking for a sexy, tall guy to meet and play with no drama. I don't want a relationship, just someone to be around and wants to play with me.
Scroll down, let's see what else
I'm sorry, Dylan.
I feel bad that the
You must be this tall to ride that ride.
Every girl tells me that.
I noticed that you wanted to play. I brought Scrabble and Monopoly, and game do you want to play?
There's
I
got no drama involved in a game of Scrabble.
Oh, that disqualifies
Unless you pull
risk.
Some bullshit
say
that's
Monopoly,
not in the dictionary.
And then...
Yeah.
Have you played Monopoly with any of us?
I'm
or Scrabble?
A lot of drama.
That's what we should do next time, dude. I'll bring up all my fucking webcams, and we'll bring up my production computer, like I said last time, and we'll just fucking record us playing Monopoly.
You know what else
He's
is...
gonna pull up some Illinois shit.
I was gonna say, you know what else... What else is kind of fun is the misconnections, and you read, like, people that are brokenhearted because they're trying to reconnect with somebody. I met you on the train, and I never got your name, and I don't know what your phone number is. And
this is just the casual encounters. If you actually go into the ones looking for relationships and stuff, there's some crazy people in this state.
How do you know so much about Craigslist?
He's on it all
the
time.
We actually get on here as like, this is like Pillow Talk. We just get on here and bullshit this shit back and forth.
Nice. Gotcha.
Do I really feel like I could literally hop on Craigslist for hours at a time?
It is. It's great.
It's fucking
Have you seen
perfect.
Backpage?
Uh-uh.
It's like the dirty Craigslist where you find hookers and stuff.
Wait a second.
What?
What's dirtier than already Craigslist?
Craigslist was like the bottom of the cesspool.
I mean, we have had
Backpage
a Craigslist
was like,
killer,
hey, let's
so.
Jump on this. And they're like, we're dirtier than Craigslist.
I've never been there, but I've heard Backpage is where you like order hookers and stuff wherever you're at.
They probably don't even have a Wyoming page then.
Bet your sweet ass they do.
Dude, Wyoming got the internet 10 years ago. They're connected now, okay?
Wyoming.
Wyoming.
Yeah, it just has to take a minute to catch everything up on the load process.
Dating women for men. Top one, to the right.
Women for women. Let's find those fat lesbians, because I love them.
We agree.
Yeah, I agree.
That
of course
not
I agree.
Appropriate. Just phone numbers.
Ooh, just phone numbers.
Yeah,
ready
is,
to play.
This is
we
how
call
they
one?
Got my number for all these fucking... Those
oh,
Colorado
yeah.
Numbers.
Do you guys have an extra input? I'll pull you into my phone. We'll call
yeah,
somebody.
Let's call them.
None of this is real.
None of this is real. No way, no, not at all.
That's a good one.
Available in Cheyenne after 6. So she's driving through.
Ooh.
Back to Colorado.
Ooh. Read before calling. That's a blur. Those
are
two different people.
Oh, God.
Well, she said there were two names there. Wait, watch.
Real clean, safe, and discreet.
Read before calling.
Right there, Cheyenne and Laura.
Yeah.
Cheyenne and Laramie.
Yeah. Oh.
She's willing to travel and get that. Man, I gotta move back to Laramie because all I saw tonight was a bunch of Laramie and Cheyenne
trucker
ladies.
Friendly? Did you see that?
Hey, I'm trucker friendly too.
Oh, you are
house
trucker
calls.
Friendly.
I'm trying to be trucker friendly. Thank you.
All right, any more good pictures in this one? Or
from like lot lizards.
Ooh, lot lizards.
Joe, do you work at the truck?
Are those
shop?
Twins? Are
Ooh,
those twins?
Twinners.
Work on trucks at PCU.
Twinners?
Twinners.
I see Twinners.
Dude, I couldn't do twins. That reaches weird incest levels in my head. Like,
ooh.
I don't know, man.
That
I think I could go twins.
Completely okay with?
Dude, I'm not okay with this at all.
Weird.
I'll take one or the other,
but
not both.
But they have
both.
Different hair color. That's not incest, man.
But they came from the same mama.
So?
I like weird incest
probably
stuff.
The same.
That's good for you. You don't have to change.
If you're drunk, you don't have to switch it up.
No. On top of that, this is where you channel your inner Joe Dirt.
No, two.
You're my sister.
Oh God.
Yeah. There we go.
They look a little different, man.
Speaking of, who was it? I told Ben to give Demi shit, and then she came back and beat me up and said Barry was a dick. What happened there?
I have no idea. To be honest with you, I wasn't a dick to her. I told her that you told me to be a dick to her,
Who's
but I wasn't.
How is your sister?
Your sister?
Is she on Backpage?
Here and there and everywhere. I don't know.
Is that why you brought it up? Because she's on Backpage?
No, I brought
Let's
it
find
up
her today.
Being a dick.
We're no, always a dick to Debbie.
I told her to listen, and I told her you're going to be on it this week.
They're just close.
We're just going to leave this picture up for the rest of the podcast.
I think we should.
I'm fucking happy about that.
You guys are trying to make me uncomfortable.
I am.
They're not even twins.
They're totally twins.
They're just close to twins.
We found out that two gays humping a girl at the same time
makes Ben uncomfortable.
Makes him severely uncomfortable. So we're going to. We just wanted to make Dylan feel really uncomfortable. Twin porn. You're even better. That's why we created you.
Twin porn.
As.
Oh, yeah.
God. Don't, dude, isn't that the same girls?
Is that the same girls?
Right, yeah, the one directly down from you.
Right there?
Nope.
Oh.
Those are the same girls, aren't they?
Or maybe it's those ones, yeah.
Those ones don't have the same tattoo. Whoa! I don't know what's going on here.
How come
no, go to the first one. Go to the first one.
This one?
Yeah, because it's double downing, dude. I'm double downing on this one. Click on it.
I don't. This doesn't actually bother me because they're not like it was just the kissing gesture that bothered me. That
are
was
they
it.
Sharing
it?
Is he going to hand it over when the other one's done? Because he's watching them pretty intently.
He is. He's on it. Both. I think I'm watching both of them pretty uncomfortably.
Are those the two kids that were on that? What is it?
They are the Hanson Zach brothers,
not the Hansons.
Zach and Cody.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what Disney stars come down to.
They kind of look like Zach and Cody.
They
well,
do
after
actually.
After all the years of sexual abuse in Hollywood, wouldn't that be what you went to too?
A dildo in your ass while you're jerking off next to your brother.
It's just your default mode after 15 years of taking it in the ass.
Feel
for the Disney
bad
Channel.
That this computer doesn't have safe search on.
Yeah, we didn't incognito any of this tonight.
Let's see
Remember, guys, if you ever come across any viruses, I'll take care of you. You're good.
You're gonna be like, what the fuck virus is this?
That's what it'll be, too. It'll be a
fuck virus. How did your computer get actual Ebola?
It'll be a fuck virus for sure.
I fucked it.
I'm not sure where we're going to give it the shot for chlamydia.
Yeah.
That's literally what happens when you use the D drive inappropriately.
My computer doesn't get viruses, it gets STDs.
Which can be viruses.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You guys been to McDonald's lately? I'm kind of hungry now.
Was it the second movie we watched?
No, it was the mental image of chlamydia.
Oh. Which you do get.
It does kind of look like a fillet of fish. No, yeah, exactly. You bring it up.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of does. I like how we're, oh man, all this horrible shit today, and I just wanted to bring up like cool people, but I didn't want to kind of associate them with that. Like the Ashley Gavin girl.
Oh, really? We got to go down this track.
We do. I dropped her name because she's been liking our Instagram, like lighting it up.
Oh, yeah. No. What's on screen now, Bert?
Blue Waffles.
Sorry, Ashley.
Sorry, Ashley. We're bringing you into Blue Waffles.
Do I know Ashley?
I don't think so.
She's a New York comedian.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she'll be all over this then. She's probably laughing along.
I think she's right into it. So if you're listening to our podcast, huge shout out to you. Go check out Ash Gavs. That's ASHGAVS.com. And you'll be able to check out her like late show or late night pilot, all of her acting stuff. She had a great skit in there that Ben got a cringe on, which was hot. I liked watching him shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a late night pilot, guys. She'll be perfectly okay with all this content.
I hope so. Because she likes all our stuff on Instagram, and I thought she was really cool. So,
nice.
And we listened to her stand up, and we thought it was funny.
I thought
when
it was
when are you gonna have her
hilarious.
On the show?
Right, we're gonna fly her out here with.
If she actually does listen to this, and she's listening right now, fly down here and come be on the pod.
I will pick Lake you up first. From the Salt Lake Airport and drive you up here.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure I don't do it in my shitty car.
Yeah.
You can borrow a Tahoe, but.
Well, we'll borrow a Tahoe.
It's got comfortable seats.
Leather interior.
One more shout out. The View of the Life full EP dropped this last Friday.
This last Friday, right?
Yeah, and they're available everywhere, so go check them out. Find them. Download their stuff.
Are they available on Gummer?
I hope so.
I actually put their account up there. They don't know it yet, but they've been getting like hit after hit after hit on Gummer.
Damn.
Actually, I showed a lot of people their music the other day, and they're like, oh my God, they're so hot. That's my wife, yeah. My wife saw it and said that they were hot. Also, Tierney and Brooke, they were checking
they don't
you guys
count.
Out.
Would you be upset that your childhood friend stole your wife from you?
Wouldn't be the first time.
Right? I'm sorry, man. I thought you got over it. That's why I brought it up. My bad.
Anyways, my wife's attracted to your band, so if you're listening right now, which I think you are, because you tell me you listen every week. So there you go. My wife's attracted to you.
So what, we hit the Tide Pods today, right? Eating Tide Pods, Bitcoin. Got the Ashley Gavins. I want to give a huge shout out to Wait What? For taking the
Dude,
time to
don't
give
Google
us some...
the Google, your computer's gonna break.
How many Googles can a Google take when a Google's Google?
That was impressive. Amy.
Oh, I kind of slurred it up a little bit.
I got
but...
a little boner right there. Not gonna lie.
But I want to, the Wait What podcast.
A little.
Wait, what?
Go check them out. Also,
just
on
one A.
Twitter what? And anywhere else around. I'm going to call them up and get a promotion for them because they were cool enough to set us up with a cool little picture on the Instagram that turned me on.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we took a picture of all of us sitting around the table, and then they did the same exact picture and then did a side-by-side for us.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then tagged us in it. It was pretty funny.
I felt that's some podcasts left, so we got to give them a shout-out.
I don't get shout-outs like that on Twitch. Fuck.
That's on our Instagram, by the way, if you guys want to see that picture.
All right, have you got your Twitch up and running?
Kind of. I get shit going, and then life happens, and I have to put it down for a minute. That's why I didn't shout it out, but yeah. We'll see. This week should be better.
It's always better.
I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Sweet. You better. Because we're putting it in the podcast. We're shouting you out, Corporal Ninja. Corporal Level Ninja, right?
No, Corporate.
Corporal. Lieutenant.
Corporal is abbreviated CPL.
Uh huh.
Oh shit! Look at that.
Yeah, cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's fucking sweet. Thank you. Wait, what?
I like that guy's beanie. I need one. Not safe for work. Except for I need the NSFL. Not safe for life.
Yeah, you're just not safe, man.
No.
But it's cool. We've accepted it. You're like radiation on my ball sack. The microwave.
Kind of warm and toasty, but uncomfortable at the same time.
Yeah.
Cooking from the inside out. That'd be a weird burn on your ball sack.
Yeah, but it gave me some medical marijuana in the state of California. You fucking legalized it.
I heard that's a total, like, bummer, though, because all of the edibles they were getting with their cards, like, it was just, like, a grab basket, and you didn't know what you were going to get as far as milligrams go, but now it's all standardized.
Oh.
And so, like, all the stuff they were taking that was super awesome is...
just, not awesome anymore.
It's that's like, oh, you have to eat, like, 40 of them, but then you're eating, like, 800 milligrams of gelatin.
See what happens when we put the government involved with our marijuana and legalize it and shit? Standards.
There's some wicked breath sprays, though.
There's a weed breath spray?
Yeah, and it's, like, minty.
They have a big thing, 1,000.
Joe's saying they have cough syrups? Like cough drops?
Well, it's like a syrup bar, but it's, like, just straight THC, and then you're just supposed to sip on it.
Dude, knowing my luck, I'd just Jesus be like, Christ. Like what fucking Winnie, God, Winnie the Pooh in a honey
and
pot.
It fell down my throat.
Chug. Guys, my heart stopped like an hour ago, but I'm feeling all right, so we're good.
Don't be worried until I quit talking.
Everything's good, guys.
There's a video of a black, he has like 7 years old or something. He bought two of them visiting his son in Colorado. Like, you can't take that with you. You got to either throw it away or get it out. The dude chugged two of them. This black grandpa... and he videos himself just, I hope I don't miss my flight.
I would honestly be like Winnie the Pooh, like, oh, bother. I'm all out of honey. All right. Well, that's our show, my friends. My townies out there.
Woo, townies.
Hey, check me out on Instagram and Snapchats. The Instagram's in the Snapchats at DirtyPirate1318. You can also hit me up on Twitter and Facebook at Comedian AJ Lamb. I like to thank our producer and great funny man without the mic today, Joe, for putting up our websicles. I'd like to thank our guest, Alex, Dylan, and it's Stinky Jake. Is that what they?
That's Stinky Jack.
Stinky Jack. Man, that's so fucked up. I didn't want to do it.
You already
We're doing Jack, though. We're doing Jack. It's there.
But well, if you're going to call Jack Stinky Jack, you got to call Alex Fuzzy.
Yeah, I did in the beginning. So okay, Fuzz. Okay. Yeah. It's the Fuzzster. It's the corporate ninja.
Corporate level ninja. Yeah.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
And the Stinky Jack.
Fuzzy Wuzzy.
All up in here's. Thank you guys for coming up on the podcast. Take us away, Ben.
You can follow us on Instagram at STM Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at STM Pod. And Facebook at Small Town Mentality Pod, and you can email us at stmpodcast@outlook.com. Hit us up on that fucking Instagram. Also, donate to our Patreon. We love you guys. We want you to love us back.
Ben's giving away free gay kisses
uh-huh.
to every Patreon donor.
That's true.
Wait, only gay kisses?
Oh, and they're very gay.
Well, half gay.
He actually pushes his wife's mouth away from his. And, like, makes this, like, gross kissy face while kissing a man to every donor. I promise. It's happening.
Even the female.
I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's 50 cents. If you donate to our Patreon, Ben's going to gay kissy face.
Yeah, that's true.
Or a man. That's not me.
That would be patreon.com/STM podcast. So get on there and donate. We got some cool stuff we're trying to do.
And before we go, you're going to listen to a little awesome tidbits from the Hub Show. So,
titty bits.
Go check out the Hub Show. Check out Wait What Podcast. And go check out American Slacker Podcast.
Dip your balls into them.
Dip them. Dip
your
hard.
Balls. Real deep. Test it out.
And by balls, I mean ear balls.
Yep.
Put your ear balls up into those podcasts. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Blow me.
Brett and Ray. It's flyover country at its best, small town USA. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, this is Jay Heich from The Hub Show. Check us out on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, all over the place. It's all about news, views, local politics, everything and absolutely nothing. It's small town USA under a microscope. And I'm sure what goes on here goes on there. We have lots in common. So tune in. You can find us on the web at thehubshow.com and on Facebook and Instagram as well. It's The Hub Show Podcast.
This has been a Drama City production.